tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features free. So we continue here taking your calls about whatever you want. That is the point of the show. We go back to Damien in New York, who was pulled over, as he was telling us at the end of the last hour, had been pulled over for not having, or you ended up getting a citation for not having an insurance card on you. Is that right?
That's correct. It was expired, and interestingly, I did have the new insurance card on me, but the cop didn't point out that I'd handed him the old card and just went ahead and wrote the citation and
I see.
Didn't give me a chance.
So, it happens all the time. Your insurance company sends you the new cards, and, you know, you've got the old cards sitting in your wallet. You know you've got a month or something like that to trade them out. You don't bother doing it, and then the month just flies by, and there's the new cards outside of your wallet, and the old ones are inside it.
So, you went to court, and you decided you wanted to see exactly what the traffic court thing was like, because you'd never gone and done that before,
right.
And so you were doing that. They ended up bringing you in front of a judge for this, which was a little surprising. You figured you'd just show them the paperwork.
Even though the prosecutor was essentially dismissing it, or submitting a motion to dismiss.
Right, and so you went in front of the judge, and you brought in the paperwork, figured you'd just be able to show them that you've got the papers, you do have the insurance, and they could wipe it out. And then the judge tells you, okay, now you owe us a $15 administrative fee.
Absolutely. I read the statute, Section 312, and it said that, you know, all you have to do is present proof that you actually had insurance, and you're fine. And the way the judge tried to explain it, well, first I told him I didn't consent to the fee. Which felt good because, you know, so many people before are just don't even sort of question this idea of the fees that were being tacked on.
Right, they just pay up. That's all these courts are, is just it's just a revenue source for these bureaucrats. They just keep ringing the cash register, and because most people don't want to, they're too afraid of the system, they're too afraid of what the consequences might be, they don't do anything to stand up. But as Dale was suggesting last night, and we have suggested on the show before, just doing a little bit of non-cooperation, if everybody did just a little bit of non-cooperation, that would go so far to stopping these the bureaucrats from continuing to seize more power and continuing to extract money from people. And so that's what you did. You said no to the fees.
Right. And the judge then tried to explain the fee to me, and it was pretty curious because he said, well, the $15 is a proposal of the Nassau County Legislature. Not saying really a requirement or a law, because I read Section 312. There's nothing about fees or anything like that. It's just stuff they're making up. It's also a proposal, you know, for processing, you know, your paperwork when you present us the insurance because you were supposed to have it when asked.
Your bureaucrat wrote the ticket. I mean, it didn't have to go through. I mean, obviously, I'm sure the cop was trying to keep everybody safe when he wrote you a ticket for not having the newest insurance card on you, even though you presented him with a, you know, an older one. I mean, as though you let your insurance lapse.
And it's not, generally speaking, like it's really old, like 10 years old. It's a couple of months old. So, I mean, if you had insurance a couple months ago, you probably have it now. He can't just take your word. I mean, you really have to go to traffic court for that?
Well, I didn't have to go to traffic court. I could have just mailed in the proof, but
would
I decided to go to traffic court because they give you that option. That's right there, or go to court. So.
Wait, would you have had to have sent a fee in if you'd mailed it in?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if they would have billed me. It would not have surprised me.
All right, so what's happening? Go ahead.
Okay, so the judge says, well, it's a proposed fee for the service of processing.
The service?
For the service. And,
right.
and then
business.
I tell the judge, well, you know, the people have lost their case, you know, meaning the prosecutor. And then the prosecutor interrupts and says, oh, we didn't lose our case. You know, we can go to trial if you want. And, of course, if you're convicted of not having insurance, driving without insurance, it's like a $1,500 fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what was really interesting is that, you know, it just sort of points out that, you know, this is a fee that the court is essentially trying to collect and say that I owe. And here's the prosecutor, you know, coming to the aid of the court. They're really on the same team, the judge and the prosecutor. It's just the appearance that there's a fair process.
Right. Who doesn't actually believe that they're on the same team? Who actually thinks there's any objectivity to the court at all?
Right, right. And even the fact that I had to go before a judge when the prosecutor was like, fine, you know, we'll dismiss it. He can't do it by himself. I still have to see the judge and go through this, you know, fairy tale like there's really some sort of hearing going on here when there's no matter in discussion except that they want to claim that they did something for me and I own $15.
So what happened? I mean, you told them you don't consent to that, and then the judge tried to explain it, and then what did you do?
Well, essentially they were threatening then to make me come back to trial. I thought about going a step further and saying, well, you know, I didn't contract with the Nassau County Legislature. I haven't contracted with this court. What service has been delivered? This is I was invited here under duress because it specifies penalties if I don't show up, like losing your registration, you know, losing your license. Other
they'll come and get
big
you at your
threats
house.
And the printout they mail you.
It was worth $15 just to walk out.
Exactly.
It absolutely is. That's the kind of business that they run there. Those are the kind of proposals that they make.
$15
and we'll let you walk out of here alive.
The proposal is it's your money or your life, right? Just the high-end proposal.
Well, they already took 2 hours of my life.
Money and your life.
Time to drop it. I'll, you know, take the deal. Otherwise, I'll have to come back for a trial, which I'll win, of course.
What would the trial have been
for? Fair. And as you walk out, of course, strangely, the only way you can get out is to walk, like, right through the cashier's area. And it seems like everybody who exits goes to the cashier to pay something. There is nobody who goes there and wins and doesn't have to pay anything. Everyone pays.
Right.
So, it's amazing.
So basically you did end up paying because if you hadn't paid the $15 fee, they would have continued prosecuting you? Is that the idea?
Well, I mean, there were two ways I could handle it. Either they would go to, like the prosecutor said, well we can withdraw this motion and go to trial. Or I could just say okay and then not pay the fee and then just walk out after accepting the $15 and walk out. But had I done that, they would have suspended probably within like 30 days suspended my registration. They did that to me once before a couple of years ago, or actually a year ago, where apparently I owed the DMV money, not even like the traffic court, I think, just the DMV money, and I didn't know. They didn't mail me a bill or whatever. Like it was some obscure amount, like $90.
I have to say, I don't blame you for going ahead and paying it just to make it so you can get on with your life. That's the way most of the time it works out. And it was, as we said last night, doing non-cooperation, I encourage it everywhere, and I think if people did it everywhere, it would have an effect. But we know that most people aren't going to do it at all, and so if you do it where you are, you're going to have very little effect because nobody's going to back you up on it, which is why I think that going full on, as far as if that had happened in New Hampshire and you had told them, look, I'm not paying your fee, I'm not your revenue source, and you would have had a bunch of people in that courtroom with you at that time, you would have had a much better chance, I think, of being able to get away with it.
I've seen people
like
walk out for things that they were actually guilty of breaking laws for. So, you know, my question is, when do you move?
Well, just to finish off, if I don't pay it, I'll tell you what happens to you. They suspend your registration, and around here they have the cameras that scan the license plates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They pull you over right away. It happened about a year ago. Pull me over. Officer looks up. Why is your registration suspended? Huh? What do you mean I'm suspended? Registration suspended.
Yeah.
And then what happened was the cop told me that he has to then impound my car.
Oh, great.
Over this, you know, disgusting $90 that I owe the DMV. But the cops around here, they don't want to work that hard, and I guess they see their job a little bit higher than collecting money for the DMV. So he just let me go and told me to get it cleared up.
Hmm.
But in theory, under the law, they should have impounded my car and stranded me on the roadside for $90.
So much for following the law.
If you added a South American accent or Central American accent to this, people would totally believe that this happened in Mexico. Looks like your car is out of the registration. No, but my registration's right here. It says it's good. It must have been suspended.
Peter said so, and now I can't let you leave, and we're going to tow your car out of here for $90. And it's really sad, like probably $300.
Yeah. Just like that, except that you don't pay the officer, you have to pay elsewhere. And in some areas, you do pay the officer
directly. In some areas, like in Tannehill or Tannehill, something like that, Texas. There's a little town in Texas where they've been extracting money from the people that drive through there. And thank you for the call and the story tonight. And hope to see more people in New Hampshire sooner rather than later that will say no to these people.
I wish people would understand that giving the officer the money or giving it to the court through an envelope doesn't make it somehow more legitimate than just giving it to the officer.
Right there.
It's all extortion. I don't care where the extortion comes from.
Right. At least if it's the officer at your window, there's only one step involved. You don't have to go.
There's not a bunch of waste and graft. At least it's going to buy his kids something.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. And the Mexican cops are a lot cheaper to buy off than the American cops are. Maura, coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free lines. 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to know that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of features that are totally free, including a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. We go to your phone calls. Nathan is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to, well, actually, I have a couple of things, but just to respond to the last couple of guys, I really think that what you guys were talking about, like putting a nicer, more friendly face on the movement is a really good idea. I mean, I think that, like, community activism is important, and it doesn't always have to be, libertarian or anarchist, like, you know, kill the bureaucrats. You know, that sort of thing. It can also be more, homegrown. Drunk driving is a really good example. So I commend you on
driving?
That.
Drunk driving is community activism?
No, I think he was referencing what you said, driving. Mark, because you made a comment for Project Graduation about drunk driving
exactly.
being an issue.
Gotcha. Prevent,
yeah, no, I mean, I was just
driving.
Using it as an example of, like, issues that, I think that you guys should do it. Project Graduation, I think it's a good idea. I think it's like, even if it's kind of, doesn't have to do with liberty, and that's probably the only way you can get away with actually dealing with the prosecutor. If you were actually dealing with something like, if we were being attacked by whatever, then you wouldn't want to side with the prosecutor. But when it's like not really, when something more community-based, I think that it's understandable. You know what I mean?
Yep. Activists here, up here in New Hampshire, are building bridges, and I think it's a positive thing.
I think that's, I actually do have one bone to pick with you guys.
Okay.
When you were talking to the Question Club, I mean, actually, he wasn't talking. Ian posted some, I think he posted some, I thought they were kind of inflammatory questions on, their space, their,
Right, you're talking about the Question Club, which is an internet forum that discovered Free Talk Live this week, where you go and you ask questions and you get answers. And
no, I think
with the intention of posting some inflammatory, some iconoclastic questions about modern day slavery, and I got the answers I was looking for.
Yeah, no, I think that you went in there with the idea that you're going to kind of pull the wool off of all these young kids, eyes and reveal to them the dark, scary world that they really do live in. And I agree. I think that it's a scary world. And I do think that, but I think, what you do when you thrust it onto people like that is you're not offering them freedom. You're actually offering them slavery. You're saying they can accept it or they can choose to accept it or they can choose to, just disregard what you're saying. But if they choose to accept it, it means that they're actually choosing slavery over freedom. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see where you're
accepting
from.
That they are in slavery, you're saying that they're choosing slavery?
Yeah, by acknowledging, because they feel like they're free. You know what I mean? They feel like they're free. Some do. Some hate their parents. But overall, I feel like people don't want to feel like they're slaves. I think you even said that later on, that people don't want to feel like they're slaves. And when you tell them that they are slaves, you're kind of, and I'm not even talking about the racial issue behind it or the historical issue. People just don't want to be called slaves.
Sure, it'll make them very uncomfortable.
Exactly.
That's what iconoclasm
not only
is all about. It's, in my opinion, that's what iconoclasm is for, is to call a spade and let people sit and kind of mull over that. And I wasn't intending to go in there.
And it only works with some people. Some people have a greater capacity for blinding themselves than others. Some people are pretty analytical, and they will look at issues one at a time and accept these things for face value. There are others that it won't work on. And I concur with you that some people that generalizing isn't so effective in this one, but that some people it's less effective than going from other means. And in some cases, the ones that are the best at blinding themselves will then cease to listen to anything that you say. And so therefore you can galvanize people in one direction or another with that kind of behavior. However, that being said, there were plenty of posts where people did accept it. There were people who call, you know, that after listening to the show for some extent, they're like, holy cow, these guys are right. And, you know, things like that. So it worked with some people. Other people, they just continued on with their.
Nor was it intended to be a persuasive post in any way, shape, or form. Its intent was to be iconoclastic for the purposes of getting the initial response and to see what the initial response was to questions like that. You know, do you realize that you're a slave?
Right. I get no feedback about that. I don't know. I mean, I live in Keene, New Hampshire, and I associate with, by and large, libertarians. I have no idea how the average 17-year-old, 19, 25-year-old girl is going to respond to that. And I think that's valuable information.
That's what we found out, and it was more for the purposes of having something to talk about on the show, to be able to talk about what the responses were and to dig into them. And I did respond to some of the responses, and I think that there was some productive, some back and forth out of that, but it was never intended to be a persuasive technique. So I hope I didn't confuse you with that.
Persuasive technique, but I guess it makes more sense. Because I feel like if you're actually going to persuade people, I think that to meet them more halfway, not halfway, like don't sugarcoat it, but if you do the whole calling a spade, the other way of doing it is drawing lines in the sand, you know, and people will side on their self-interest, and their self-interest, meaning that they're not going to be slaves, they're going to choose to characterize themselves as free people rather than slaved people.
I see. There are times when what you're saying is correct. For one, when you catch somebody flat-footed, as he did these girls, that you can likely get that. But you're making generalizations. You're saying people. And
okay.
People don't react people. That way. Some people do. Some people don't. But I think that there's a very good time to use the slave thing is when you're talking to, say, a Republican about taxes, and they're upset and they're inflamed about how they're being forced to pay for this nonsense. That's when you talk about you're really nothing but a slave.
Yeah, no,
and
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
you can take their anger that's going in one direction. You can focus it. Look at this. You aren't a slave. You are a slave. I don't know when a Democrat would be upset about these, war. If we're being forced to pay for fund some war, you basically let them know, you're just a slave here to fund that war.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate the ideas and thoughts. 800-259-9231. I don't hold myself up as the arbiter of the greatest persuasion tactic. Anywhere. I do my best. And
you're a role model.
I don't know about that. I'm a talk show host, which doesn't mean much. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours, front page of the site, going back for an entire year, totally free, at freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action and civil disobedience, as well as market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your calls, we go to the Ukraine, where Eric is on the line. Hello, Eric. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great, Eric. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, Eric? First of all, thank you. Every night I put my little plug in my ear and go to sleep. And, you know, so I moved to Ukraine like 4 years, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got here, I just found this little place called Drum. It's a little bar, and it's where the Kyiv Weekly and the Kyiv Post, all the editors and the writers, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my girlfriend, Ukrainian girlfriend, we're married now. But she didn't believe everything I said about freedom in the States, you know, and why. Her.
Hello?
And, hello?
I'm sorry, we had you're dropping out a little bit there, but it sounds okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I moved to Ukraine, and I had a lot of, about the Kyiv Post and the Kyiv, I told you about the two newspapers here.
Yeah.
Okay. it was really, we just kind of stumbled upon this little bar, and here we were with all these Kiev editors, you know, from the newspapers, English newspapers here. And you know, over the year I've known my girlfriend. I told her about the freedom in the States and how much I feel better about I feel more freedom here. And so we were there hanging out with these editors, and they agreed with me, and she couldn't believe it.
They agreed that it was more free in the Ukraine than it was in the United States?
Yeah, and that's why they live here.
Well,
and it's true, man, because you got any questions?
I hear that the economy in the Ukraine that is more like a third world country than it is so much like a Western
country. Well, you know what Ukraine is, that even if it goes so bad, they are used to big problems, right? They know how to hang in there, you know?
They've had a starvation in the past. Thanks for the call tonight. We got to let you go. Your connection's kind of iffy there, but Ukrainian women, some of the most beautiful women in the world.
And it's my understanding if you go to the Ukraine, you will not come back single.
1-800-259-9231 if you're a man or if you're a woman. Does it work the other way?
I would imagine it probably works for women, but, it certainly men is what I've heard.
I don't know how beautiful the Ukrainian men are, though. I can't comment.
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. You've, Julia, experienced Ukrainian men?
I don't think. No? Yes. I've experienced many Ukrainian men.
We continue here. We go to Icy Blue Edge in the Midwest. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. What's on your mind tonight?
I'll tie in a little bit with the last guy's statement. Yeah, I talk to a lot of foreigners and day-to-day things here. I'm in the Midwest and in South America. Or they all know evil. They know, you know, when things aren't right. But I think Americans have lost. They don't understand. They never can comprehend pure evil.
Things have been too good in America for too long now. Mm-hmm. People just don't.
Yeah,
they can't relate.
Yeah, and it's very hard because they can't cross the mind control they have to recognize the evil that's upon them.
No, in fact, we saw some of that last night. I don't know if you heard the show where we were talking with some of the folks from the Question Club forum on the internet, and some of the responses to my questions about are you a slave or have you realized you're a slave, and you know what do you want to do about it? Even some of the ones that realize that they're slaves. They admitted that they are, you know, they're just not the activist type, or they're still too comfortable. They're not willing to do anything yet because they're just still too comfortable. And so there is this. There's even a segment of the American population that understands that they're living under tyranny, but it's still a comfortable tyranny. And so, well, you know, we've got food, we've got TV, we've got the internet.
The vast majority of libertarians feel
right. Yeah, don't rock the boat, man.
Well. No, without saying too much about myself, but one of the things I do, I work computers, I do web filtering at a seminary, you know, one of the parts of my job, and I look at what the people are looking at, and it's very disheartening to see how asleep these soon-to-be leaders are, you know, it's just, because I look at what they're looking at, and I see, this is kind of hopeless here.
So when you say you're looking at what they're looking at, hold on a second, when you say you're looking at what they're looking at, you're a web administrator, and so you're observing.
I do internet, you know, a seminary, people, administration
seminary
doesn't
people.
Want students looking at the unsightly sites, you know.
So you are a web admin for a seminary, which is a school where people go to become priests or something like that, is that right?
Ministers, priests, pastors, whatever, yeah.
So what are some of the sites they're looking at?
Oh, they're very orthodox, very straight, either left-wing or right-wing, but none of them are very, you know, for them, one of them to stumble across, say, Genesis Communication or your program or Alex. As a matter of fact, sometimes the web filtering software will filter out certain programs, which I change. Mm-hmm. You know, I redefine them, but, you know, today I was looking at, they're filtering out very, very the things that people should know about.
So what your observation is of just watching people's habits and watching the people around you, you're saying that people are comfortable, and it's frustrating to you because you feel like as long as people are complacent with this tyrannical state that we have, not much is going to change, right?
Yeah, forget about, a lot of people say, well, the country's forgot about God. Well, okay, yeah, let's preach Lucifer then, and let them understand that there are principalities and powers, and the end game on this is Luciferian. But,
well, I don't personally subscribe to all of that stuff, but, I see where you're coming from in your frustration, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't know about the whole Lucifer God thing, but nonetheless, I think that he's right in general that people are complacent and that they even if they do perceive problems, they don't perceive that they can do anything about it. The old mentality of, well, you can't fight City Hall, and so let's just go along to get along, keep our heads down. All that mentality has led to in the past is more tyranny. That's all it has led to. People just stepping aside as the government just runs roughshod over people's lives. As long as it's not their life that they're running too hard over, it's okay. You can go and ban foie gras from the expensive restaurants and stop those cigarette smokers from smoking cigarettes and do whatever you want.
You can tax those people over there as long as you're not taxing me and
my business, right?
That's how it goes, because when they decide they're going to tax you, no one will stand up for you. It really is the prescription for tyranny, because all it takes for tyranny is for righteous men to step aside.
And you have to ask yourself, at what point will those righteous men stop stepping aside? At what point?
In America?
I don't know
if they ever will.
What will it take, Julia?
The reason I'm here in New Hampshire is because I don't see that they will. Well, I haven't seen one instance. I can't. Please tell me. Tell me an instance where righteous men have said, people have said, no, we're not going to take this government intrusion in our lives. Absolutely
very few
not.
And far between.
Here's the line in the sand.
I honestly think that most people, especially Americans, I can't speak for other countries, but the average American that I meet on a daily basis, nothing is going to change. They're not going to want to feel active until things get worse. I don't think that change is really going to start happening until things start to really get bad enough for people.
People with full bellies do not take to the streets.
Or we get enough people who are wanting change together in the same place. And that's what the Free State Project is all about. It's about hastening that change through concentration of activism. 1-800-259-9231. Unless you've got a better idea, that's the best one out there. You bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Julia will be back with us here in moments. I didn't know she'd gone away. She's coming back in moments.
She made it clear.
800-2. I didn't see her leave. 1-800-259-9231. So we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about what are people's lying in the sand, so to speak, as far as how much are they willing to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I finally found mine. You guys have covered in the past, and we talked at length about the Megan Meyer situation, the MySpace suicide case.
13-year-old girl allegedly committed suicide because her supposed boyfriend online broke up with her. It turned out the boyfriend was actually the mother and a former friend of hers and her mom, her friend's mom, and somebody else.
It was a cruel, immature joke, trick to play on this little girl.
But not an uncommon trick on the world at the internet.
I think it's uncommon for moms to get involved in this kind
maybe,
of thing.
Maybe.
That's the weirdest part of it all. However, I'm not of the opinion that one can hold the mother responsible in the same way that one holds a murderer responsible.
But they are.
I mean, you know, Megan committed suicide. She chose to do it. I mean, who knows if a bad grade or the first real boyfriend she had? I mean, what if it had been a real boy that broke up with her and she decided to commit suicide? We certainly wouldn't hold that against her. Him, excuse me.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What about it, Bill? Because the mom has been charged.
Well, she has been convicted on a lesser charge, and I believe she's been sentenced, but the penalty escapes my memory at this moment. But because there was not a cyberbullying law on the books during the case, they couldn't charge her with it, with cyberbullying, until now. It appears that a certain House bill is being crammed down Congress's throat. It's H.R. 1966, appropriately titled the Megan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act. And it basically, in a nutshell, states that if you exchange any type of communication on the Internet that hurts somebody's feelings, you're going to be fined an undisclosed amount of money, and you're going to go to jail for 2 years.
Wow. And what are the chances of this actually going through?
It's going to go through. I mean, it's getting it's being applauded by both the Republicans and the Democrats.
We've got to put a stop to this internet bullying. People are insulting people via email, and they're making people cry. This needs to be a federal government issue.
I can't see how this is going to get past freedom of speech, but you know, I wouldn't have guessed all the other things that they've let slide too. So,
this gets even better now. Everybody who's a frequent to the show knows that you can get the simulcast of this particular show on the internet via an internet stream. If you say something through the radio that hurts somebody's feelings, because it's coming from a website, you could be held accountable under this
app. I welcome it. You welcome it? Yeah. Bring it on. Stupid. Please. Bring it on.
The kind we're going to have to shut down the forum. I mean, that's what they're going to, not that I would, but there's a possibility that if you use the BBS, you could be offended. And if you're offended, is it going to require somebody to bring charges, or can the government just go in, find message boards where people are offended, and start bringing charges on people?
This bill is so vague in its terminology. It can go either way, to be honest with you. I mean, they've pretty much added every single form of communication in this bill except for Braille, smoke signals, and Morse code. Everything else seems to be in this bill. So,
Wired Magazine wrote an article about this, and they said they didn't think it was going to go through.
I guess it's all speculation at this point.
There is a distinct opposition to it. You know, people like me do not want this to go through, but because of such of the coverage that this particular case has gotten via the media,
the government wants to look like it's doing something.
And
the politicians...
let's not forget that every other English-speaking country in the world has laws just like this.
Yeah, and the politicians want to be able to bring this up in when they run for office, so they can say they're protecting children online or whatever it is they want to attach to themselves, whatever terminology they want to use. But basically, they're going to wear this like a badge of honor. Now, you'd started your call, Bill, by saying that this is your line in the sand?
Yeah, you know... this, among other things, you know, I'm a person who's been on the internet now since, you know, long before it became mainstream. I mean, I remember the time where it was just geeks and college students.
You're an original geek.
Pardon?
You're an original geek. Go ahead.
I'm an original geek. Yeah. The reason why I'm a big fan of the internet is because I have that freedom of expression. You know, mm-hmm. if I don't like you, I'm going to tell you I don't like you. You know, and, you know, I personally don't care if you know it's me or not. You know, there's a lot of people out there that like to hide behind names and play silly games, but I'm not, like, one of those people. I just, you know, if you rub me the wrong way, or if I don't like you, or if we disagree on something, I'm going to let you know about it. To regulate, you know, speech in this manner is just asinine. And they've done this with, they're doing it now with the cyberbullying, but they're doing it with file sharing. They've done it with countless number of internet-related activities. You know, we were doing just fine in 1996, minding our own business, doing our own thing. We didn't have to worry about Uncle Sam or, you know, whomever, Mr. Bureaucrat, looking over our shoulders to figure out if we're playing nice with one another, you know?
Yep, and now here we are, where they're getting ready to control even more, and they've been just nudging their way into the world of the internet as much as they possibly can. Now, they are bureaucrats, they are the government, so they're inefficient, they're slow at this, and thank goodness. I mean, that's one of the positives as far as what we've got on our side, is their inefficiency and incompetence. However, they do have the drive to continue to control, and so I have to ask you, Bill, if it is your line in the sand,
what are you going to do?
Well, you know, short of packing up and moving to New Hampshire, which is really something that I would like to do, I'm not in that position yet. I'm working on it. You might as well consider me a Free State Project member, because this is asinine.
Does that mean you're joining tonight and signing the statement of intent?
I'm seriously thinking about it. Actually.
We're not going to consider you a Free Stater until you sign the statement.
You're not a Free Stater until you sign the statement of intent. And if you intend to move, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to wait till the night before you move to sign the statement of intent because then we can't count you. So what we're doing, the purpose of the Free State Project is to get to 20,000 people that pledge to move when 20,000 people have signed.
You can actually change that when you're signing up. You can move when it's 10,000 or something.
Right, but the purpose of signing is to get to that 20,000 number. There will be more than 20,000 people once things really start getting rolling here. So I got to ask, why can't you just go and sign now?
Well, I can't. Right now I can't because my hands are preoccupied holding the phone to my ear. But, as soon as I get off the phone, I will make it a point to.
Thank you.
Excellent. Congratulations on that bill.
Sign up.
And we will see you out here. And something else you might want to consider is not paying them anymore. Is that the line you've reached as well? Or is there another line out as far
That's
as not paying,
line.
Not paying taxes to the feds?
I don't have the luxury of just willingly not pay the taxes at this point, because they pretty much take their cut from me automatically.
Well, there is a way to do that.
You do have the choice, and I'm not encouraging you to take the path that my partner here has taken in life. I'm just saying that you need to be empowered to know that you do have the choice. You fill out a W-2, and you can always change your W-4, and you can always change it when you feel like.
You misunderstood me. I don't have the choice because I'm on their payroll.
You work for the feds.
No, I don't work for the feds. I draw full blown disability.
Oh, yeah, that is tough.
Not much you can do there.
Okay, I just figured I'd find out about that. Okay. We'd still like to have you anyway here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
If you're ready to get active, there's no better place to do it. I thank you for the call tonight, dude. And congratulations on your decision to sign up for the Free State Project. 800-259-9231 and actually do something significant toward achieving a greater level of liberty in your lifetime. I can't think of anything better that one could do to actually achieve more freedom than to join and act on their pledge to move to New Hampshire and join the rest of these activists up here, that this burgeoning movement of liberty that is attracting people from across the globe, that people are coming here and they're doing something. They're getting together. There's a lot of politics going on, a lot of disobedience happening, non-cooperation, all kinds of media being created.
Legislation pushed through. It's happening.
Well, apparently the medical marijuana legislation has run up against a roadblock known as Governor John Lynch.
But you can't say that things haven't happened.
No, definitely.
The fact that they made it through the House and the Senate.
It's gotten farther than it's ever gotten in New Hampshire, and that's progress, albeit slow, but that is the political system for you. 1-800-259-9231. If you're on the line, we'll get to you. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.